who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to justice, and by his stripes you were healed. In the name of the Father, and of his Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, as you know, today is called Good Shepherd Sunday. And the focus is on our Lord watching over us as a good shepherd and who loves his sheep so much that he literally laid down his life in a most painful way for the sheep. So there is a connection then to Good Friday, to the passion of our Lord today. We're celebrating the resurrection. We are going to be celebrating the resurrection throughout this Easter season, but remember where it came from. What did he resurrect from? He resurrected from the experience of Good Friday. So the church is putting the Good Shepherd in front of our eyes today. And as I was reading St. Peter's epistle, and remember, he was the first pope, so he was a shepherd of souls entrusted by our Lord to be the visible shepherd on earth of the entire church. So this is our first pope writing, who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree. What does he mean there? Well, I think it's not difficult to understand. He bore our sins in his body. That means every sin that human beings have committed or will commit to the end of time, he took a punishment in his body for each and every one of those sins. And it's in this understanding that Bishop Sheen says, if you want to read the history of the world, look at a crucifix, especially a crucifix that shows all of the wounds of our Lord. He says, there's the history of the world. Why? Because our Lord suffered for every kind of sin by the various torments that he endured. He atoned for sins of thought by having his head crowned with thorns. He atoned for sins of sinful looking by the blood and tears that were in his eyes. He atoned for all the sins of the tongue by the terrible thirst that he endured in his tongue. He made up for all the sins of impurity by all of the lashes that he received in his body. He atoned for all the sins that people would commit with their hands by having his hands nailed to the cross. He atoned for all of the sins where people's feet took them to sinful places by having his own feet nailed to the cross. So how well that explains St. Peter's saying in today's epistle, our good shepherd took our sins upon himself and endured the punishment that was deserving in every part of his body. And then he quotes Isaiah. He's quoting that 53rd chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, which details, it almost reads like one of the Gospels, what are the sufferings that our Lord, our good shepherd, took upon himself. And he says, by his stripes, another translation is by his bruises, we are healed. What does that mean? It means that our Lord won for us, well, first of all, he atoned for those sins in his body. And then he heals our sins by reminding us through his wounds, don't continue to sin and add to my sufferings. So by his stripes, we were healed. He did not keep the mark of the scourgings, the marks of the scourging on his body, but he did keep, as we can see in the Paschal candle, the five wounds. We also see it represented in the resurrected Christ, his five wounds. He's keeping those for all eternity. Even in heaven, where there is no sin, it's still going to be a reminder, this is what he was willing to do for love, for us, so that by his stripes we would be healed. St. Peter also says, having died to sin, we might live to justice. So why did he do this? So that you and I and everyone else could be dead to sin. What a question to ask ourselves. Am I dead to sin? Have I really given up sin? Or am I still attached to various kinds or some kind of sinning? This is the gospel. This is what it really means to be a Christian, is one who is striving to be dead to sin. Those are the words of our first pope. So it is a resurrected spiritual life that we strive for, a life of more fervor than before. And this is how we love our good shepherd. You know, just, it's quite a thought. You know, the sheep wounded the good shepherd. The sheep offended the good shepherd, but he still loves them so much that he died for them. What infinite love that is. He does take care of us. He provides for us. Yes, we do go through suffering and pain and sorrow, but he is there to sustain us. And he sustains his church. And we must always remember that he is the invisible head of the church. And the Pope, if he is a true Pope, of course, he is the visible head of the church. And this is something that would be good for us all to understand more, that a true Pope, and I mean one that's Catholic and doesn't lead the sheep astray by false teachings, a true Pope is so identified with Christ that together they make up one head of the church. Now, I know that's a mystery. It's not a contradiction. It is a mystery. But this is Catholic theology that says the Pope is so closely identified with Christ that together he makes up one head. There's not two heads of our church. There's one head. The Pope is the visible head. Christ is always the invisible head. And even when there is no pope, such as we're experiencing now, and we believe it's been vacant for a long time, I don't expect these modernist cardinals to elect a truly Catholic pope. They're beginning their conclave this week. And we have to leave it in Christ's hands, how the Good Shepherd is going to resolve this unbelievable challenge. But regardless what happens, remember always, Christ is there as the invisible head of the church. He is always there as the good shepherd. I urge you to meditatively read Psalm 22. It's called the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. I know in Protestant Bibles, they designate that as Psalm 23, but in our Catholic Bible, it's Psalm 22. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. So especially in times where of difficulty, it's good to read that and to realize and to remember. Let us be reminded on this Good Shepherd Sunday, he is always there, even though we cannot see him. He cannot fail us. Look how much he has done for us. He will continue to sustain us, guide us, and provide for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.